Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a very, very important show planned for you today. Given that Thanksgiving is right around the corner, during the first half hour, we're going to be doing a Science for Humans episode with my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini. And Dr. Jeff is going to talk about his favorite muscle-building foods. What better than to discuss this now on the heels of the day that everybody joins in and has a big party, each of us in our individual homes, surrounded by some of the best foods in the world. Then Brooks Kubik is going to come on for a special episode of Physical Culture Radio. Normally on Thursday, we're doing it today because tomorrow we're off. Thanksgiving, the physical culture way. So the whole show is going to be dedicated to food, festivities. Just want to remind everybody that the Superhuman Radio is made possible through a special grant from All American Pharmaceuticals. Their product line is All American EFX. You can get more information about their products by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking one of the All American EFX banner ads today.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Hey, Dr. Jeff, how you doing? I know we probably have a little feedback, but it usually levels off after a couple seconds of you and I talking. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Carl. How about you?
Yes, very good. So Thanksgiving is upon us. I got to ask you, first of all, when you were competing, how did you look at Thanksgiving? Did you look at it as a day that may derail what you were doing, or did you look at it as a day where you could actually leverage this into building more muscle?
You know, if it was off season, I really didn't have one. You know, I ate strict all the time. So when I was in California, you know, Thanksgiving, you know, we had turkey. I didn't really eat anything else other than, you know, turkey, potatoes, and yam. So basically what I always ate. If it happened to fall during contest time, no, I never wavered. There was no such thing as a cheat day. I mean, I stayed strict and true to my schedule.
So how did that affect you when you would get together with family? Well, you were out in California, so did you get together with family often? And when you did, didn't they go, come on, loosen up, eat something?
You know, only one time. The first year I went out to California, and I was getting ready for the L.A. show, which was, I think, maybe February, March. And my grandma, you know, she heard from my dad that I ate a lot of tuna fish. So she made me spaghetti. Instead of putting sausage and chicken, she put tuna in it, and it was quite delicious.
How sweet.
But
how
the
sweet.
Problem is she made about 2 pounds of pasta, and you know how Italians are?
Eat.
I had to eat the whole thing.
Yeah.
I had to, and I mean, I was so stuffed.
I bet.
I just didn't eat the rest of the day.
But wasn't that sweet of her to even think to do that? Because a lot of times they'd say, hey, look, you eat what I cook. I'm not cooking something special for you.
No, she was a very sweet lady and a great cook. But I always remember that because I took my brother with him because I knew what was going to happen. So he did help me polish off some of that.
So what are some of the muscle-building foods that you used during your career?
You know, this is one of the things that boy, more recently, I think since we started talking about, you know, my past, comments, questions have come in, you know, through Facebook and what have you, about what did I used to do. Matter of fact, somebody today said, hey, some old school bodybuilder told me about a low fat protein diet. You know, what do you think? So for me, that's what I did. You know, my protein choices, I always went low fat, meaning, you know, chicken breast. I never even ate dark meat of the chicken. Skin off, always barbecued it. I didn't eat a whole lot of turkey because it just wasn't convenient. It was easy to, you know, buy chicken breast. They were cheaper at that time. And then contest time, I ate a lot of fish, but I only ate white fish, Carl. I really stayed away from, you know, even those good fats back then. So most of it was chicken. And then, of course, tuna fish out of the can was the most convenient way to always have protein on the go. We didn't have very good protein shakes back then, and I hadn't developed anything yet. So what was available was that nasty old milk and egg. Or just pure egg white, and I really had trouble choking that stuff down.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, the carbohydrate choices I want to talk to you about, and we actually just got a question at the Ask the Scientist inbox. I don't know if you saw this one. It just literally came in a little while ago from Georgia Barra, who was asking about lean protein and fruits. He says, I've always been told to stay away from fruits. Are you familiar with this? This concept, a lot of the old-time bodybuilders recommended staying away from fruit. He said, I had a diet question. I was recommended an old-school bodybuilding diet of lean protein and fruits. I've always been told to stay away from fruits. Are you familiar with this this diet? What do you think about fruits?
Yeah, and actually, I did comment to him when I saw that right before the show. Back then, I didn't have a problem with fruits. You know, if it wasn't the 16-week diet, it was a diet, you know, off-season diet. I love bananas. I'd go over to the grocery warehouse, and the guys there would give me a big old box of those ripe bananas. And I'd stick them in drinks, freeze them, do all type of things. But even on a diet, I would always have, you know, a banana in the morning on my sourdough bread before I went to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I went low carbs, which was no carbs that last week, I would eat 4 green apples a day.
Yeah.
And, you know, being in California, there was lots of great fruit. So, you know, I'm an advocate of fruit. I don't know why somebody, you know, an old-time bodybuilder would recommend no carbs, or why this gentleman would have gotten the concept that fruits are not good for you. They are great for you.
You know, you say sourdough bread. There's evidence that sourdough, the process of adding the enzymes that create the sourdough bread actually breaks down the gluten. And for people who are gluten intolerant, a real sourdough bread, most sourdough bread is not real sourdough bread made in the traditional sense. There's a place in California called Bowdin's, B-O-U-D-I-N, and they used to make the San Francisco sourdough rolls that they would ship to restaurants all over the country. To make sourdough bread, it takes a lot longer than the commercialized version of it. But if you can get your hands on real sourdough bread and you are gluten intolerant, you may find that you can eat bread again.
Yeah, and if you are in California, I know I know they closed, but we used to have a place down in Venice called the Boulangerie.
Yeah, the Boulangerie. Yeah, I remember it.
Man. I mean, nothing better than, you know, going to the – and again, I did this all the way up to 1 week out. I mean, and, you know, a slice of bread to me was as big as – loaf I could find. and you got down to the end, it took 2 pieces to make one, but I would slice those up, toast it, and then I would mash the banana on it.
Mm.
But again, I love that all the way through diet. Every diet I ever was on, I always ate sourdough bread. I never got rid of that.
So what were your other carbohydrate sources when you were looking to build muscle, add muscle?
You know, when I was building muscle, I kept my carbohydrates very, very high. You know, I had periods where I would take in as much as 10,000 calories a day. And back then, that was a lot of calories. Now, you know, a lot of the big guys probably take in more. But I didn't overdo the protein. So my carbohydrates, I love bread. So sourdough bread was one way that I would get in calories, whether it was, you know, a small little bun, a roll. I also like, you know, the homemade big muffins that they used to make down there. But I would get it from, you know, potatoes, yams, pasta, and rice. That was kind of my main array, which is primarily, you know, all the complex carbohydrate choices. I didn't worry so much about, you know, whole wheat all the time and no white rice because, you know, we had a lot of sushi places and Japanese places. So I was fine, you know, using white rice. It was a little more convenient back then because they didn't have instant brown rice, but you could get instant white rice.
What would you have when you went to sushi bars? Just curious.
You know, sushi bar, off season, you know, I would have a Saturday, which was my cheat night. And normally we would go to a sushi bar. That would kind of be my cheat, where we would, I would have, you know, some deep fried crab on the sushi or something.
But oh yeah, the spider roll. You mean the soft shell crab, right?
Yeah, the soft shell crab.
Oh man, you know, they're the best. Yeah.
You know, again, if I was on a diet, you know, if I was in that diet mode, I would not go out to eat unless it were to a salad bar because I ate tons and tons of salad. So wherever I could get an all-I-can-eat salad bar, I would take in a can of tuna, I would buy a baked potato, and I would kill their salad bar.
But that's funny.
Other than that, I didn't eat out during that 16-week mark. So mostly the sushi was, you know, kind of off-season on a Saturday or something. But I liked everything. I liked, you know, tuna, salmon. Were probably my favorite.
So back then, it was thought that carbohydrate consumption was muscle sparing and protein sparing, meaning that if you were eating a very, very high protein, very, very low carbohydrate diet, a lot of the protein would be sacrificed for energy production and not necessarily be used to build muscle. So back then, it was thought that you needed to eat a lot of carbs to build muscle. Do you still feel that way today?
You know, I do. I mean, you know, as the years have gone on and, you know, I've gotten a little bit older, I still follow that lower fat diet, you know, from protein sources. And I still think that, you know, people who are trying to lose weight, who cut out their carbohydrates, again, the whole idea behind what I learned on bodybuilding was what I did in the off season was essentially what I did during contest time. I just upped my cardiovascular, back then we called it aerobics, and, you know, cut out dairy and started to cut out things as I got closer. But I'm still a fan of carbohydrates. You know, I think you got to have carbs to fuel your body, to fuel your muscles. Carbs is the kindling that metabolizes fat. Mm-hmm. I think if you watch those, you know, butters and saturated fats and trans fats, you know, you're going to be able to get your body to metabolize body fat. There was even a period of time where I think I went about 2 or 3 years where I ate no red meat. And I grew and I did fine. You know, I then did incorporate red meat back in later in the years because I was getting more used to cardio and I was keeping my body, fat within a more, easier range. I wasn't, you know, getting extremely heavy and having to come down. I was trying to stay within about 15 pounds, you know.
Right, right. Why the red meat? What was the assumption that the red meat was putting fat on you because it was fat, there was a lot of fat in it?
I think I just went through that period where, you know, I would pull out my nutrition almanac and I just decided, you know what, I'm going to not eat any fats. I don't need them. I'm trying to stay leaner. You know, I only did like one show a year, but you know, if someone called you to guest pose, I was the kind of guy that I was not going to do anything looking out of shape like a lot of guys did.
Right.
They didn't care. They figured, you know, I'm so-and-so, so who cares if I go guest post fat? Not me.
Right.
If I'm going to take my shirt off and somebody's going to pay me, I'm going to look good. So I got to the point where, you know, I could be within 3 weeks to 4 weeks of being able to get on stage and looking well.
Right.
So I thought by, you know, again, leaving those fats out, eating those lean, you know, chicken and fish, that I would be able to maintain my body fat percent. But I think it got to where, you know, as I started talking to some of the other guys who were starting to incorporate red meat, you know, into their diet, we started with like burger night, where one night a week we'd go have a burger someplace. But I still only ate it maybe once a week.
Right.
It wasn't
right.
Like it was a daily thing.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, let's talk about the fat sources that you did favor. And then let's talk about calories, because there's a A lot of people out there who think the calories don't count. You don't need to count them. It doesn't mean anything. So we're going to get Dr. Jeff's opinion on that when we come back. This is Science for Humans. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit Coach Rob Regis or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The secret word is pumpkin. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. Can see eye drops. The name says it all.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Are you ready? Ready.
Welcome back to Science for Humans. Hey, how would you like to win a $1,000 shopping spree at ThriveMarket.com? Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the ThriveMarket.com banner ad to enter. Sure. And not only will you be entered to win a $1,000 shopping spree, but you will also get your first month free membership and 15% off your first order if you decide to order. Go check it out, thrivemarket.com. So, Dr. Jeff, when you did eat fat, which you had to eat some fat, what were your fat sources of choice?
You know, I didn't. There was two things that I was really anal about, fat and sugar. I would not eat anything, a salad dressing, if it had the word sugar. And the same with fat. I mean, I think, you know, the only place I did get my fat from was what was in chicken or fish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't eat nuts. I didn't add olive oil. I mean, again, I was really, really strict. That's just kind of how my brain was programmed. There were some periods in the off season where, you know, I might add, I always ate a dozen egg whites as my first protein meal.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was really on some gaining cycles, I would add like maybe two or three yolks. But really, Carl, that was probably the extent of my fat.
Well, and I know a lot of people are going to go, oh, you know, that we know that that's wrong. But I think that I can't argue with your conditioning. When I look at pictures of you back then, I mean, you were super muscular. You were ripped to shreds. How tall and how heavy were you at your heaviest? I'm talking about ripped.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I was 6 foot, and back then I was too big. You know, that was the problem, is they were looking for that thin waist, that beautiful symmetry look, that great poser. I was more like the guys now, but I competed at about, you know, anywhere from 235 to 242, which back then was big, considering most of the heavyweights were just over 200 pounds.
Right.
But no, I, you know, conditioning and muscle was something I always had. You'll never see one picture of me that I wasn't ripped. So I know people do argue about that fats are good, and I do agree. But at the same token, you know, it didn't hurt me. You know, I didn't have joint pains. I still don't have joint pains.
Right.
You know, and I think, you know, as you look at, you know, what kind of fats. You know, things like olive oil, we know in moderations are good. You know, I love nuts, as you do.
Yeah.
You know, that's where I get my primary source of fats right now are from nuts. But again, I think if I were to do it all over again, I would probably do it the same way.
Yeah, it worked for you. That's undeniable.
It worked, and I ate plenty. You know, we're talking about calories. You know, my very first trip to California, the first show was the only time that I really lowered my calories so low that I lost so much muscle. After that, you know, I dieted at more calories than most people ate during the off season because I forced my body to eat during the off season, and I did cardio. You know, I had a period where I would run. I did 5Ks, 10Ks, you know, stationary bike. I was not afraid of. I wasn't afraid of walking. So, you know, I would do a couple, 2-3 hours a day, but I would diet at, you know, 4,000 calories.
Right.
I mean, you know.
Right. What about calories? You know, there's, you know, the common wisdom today is don't worry about the calories. It's more important what you're eating. A calorie is not a calorie. But aren't calories important? Isn't it a way to get on the map as far as how much you're consuming every single day?
Yeah, if you are a serious athlete and you are trying to gain or lose and you are not counting calories, then you are losing out. Because, yes, it's important to count everything. You should be counting your carbohydrate intake daily, your protein intake, your fat intake. What I used to do is I would stagger. So if I wanted my average caloric intake to be 3,000, one day I would do 2,000, the next day I would do 4,000, so it would average at 3,000. So I was always shocking my body. So again, you know, I would plan my meal plan out by how much protein I needed, where my fat needed to be, which was minute, and the rest would be made up of carbohydrates. And when my day went lower, I would not adjust the protein. I would only adjust the carbohydrates.
Mm.
So again, if you're not counting calories, that's why so many people this today, maybe not top professionals, but most amateurs, they wonder why they can't get hard or why they can't get ripped or why they can't get rid of their body fat, because they have no idea how many calories. I mean, they're just kind of shooting in the dark, Carl.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I mean, I, you know, Dr. Scott Connolly, I produced a radio show for him way back called Body RX, and he was a firm believer that calories are important because it's a way of measuring. and then taking into account the macronutrient ratio, it all plays a role in, you know, in being able to determine how much energy you're taking in. Even though the whole discussion about the bomb calorimeter is wrong, and he was the first one to say that, you know, look, we're not a combustion engine. We're not burning things that way. We are metabolically different than a bomb calorimeter, but you still need calories so that you have a way of measuring things.
Absolutely. And the other thing I did is I kept a notebook. I don't know if it was, you know, Tim Belknap or Fred Hatfield, Frank Zane, you know, somebody when I moved out there said, you need to keep a notebook because you will find, you know, things that you did in this contest that you'll want to adjust for the next one. And if you don't have a record, you're just winging it.
Right.
So, I mean, I charted everything. I didn't chart my training because my training was my training, but I charted everything that I ate, the time of day. Everything was calculated. So I knew exactly how many calories per meal, especially, you know, when I was on these strict diets in the evening. I needed to know if I had an extra 150 calories because I'd be starving. So I would need to know what I could do, mm-hmm. you know, to make it through the next day. But there was even shows where I did so much cardio that I literally would start at midnight. I'd wake up. I would have, you know, 8 ounces of oatmeal. I would do 30 minutes on the bike. I'd go back to sleep, get up at 3, go for a 2-mile run, eat more carbs. I mean, you know, that show, right. I probably ate more calories than anything because I did so much. Back then we called it aerobics, but I did so much cardio.
Right.
And I looked probably the best I had ever looked, and I was a lot heavier too.
See, and that's hard to argue with because there's people out there going, well, that's crazy. You should just cut your calories back. But the reality is when you look at the finished product, you can't deny that it worked for you. And that's the bottom line. It worked for
yep.
you.
You should get, I always tell guys and gals, you should be getting stronger as you get to the contest. You shouldn't be getting weaker. If you're getting weaker, you're not eating enough. I mean, I would be at my maximum strength on a diet about 3 weeks out.
Wow.
Now, you know, when you start to get into that last week, that's a whole different thing, how we did things back then. But, I mean, I was still squatting heavy, deadlifting. I mean, you know, my strength didn't really go down.
What about Thanksgiving right now for athletes? Do you think that athletes should kind of look loosen up and go, look, it's one day, eat what you want. It's not going to destroy what you're working on.
It's impossible to gain fat in one day. So I say, you know what? Enjoy it, man. Now, if you're on a contest diet, no. You know, don't cheat because I think cheat days on a diet open up the door for you to not be serious. But if you're in the off season and you're trying to eat healthy, man, it's good for you to go and have some fun. And even people who aren't, you know, bodybuilders, you know, don't stress out about the holidays. You know, just plan on gaining weight. But go out there and expend the calories.
That's it.
I can tell you tomorrow night, I'll be on the stationary bike, Carl.
We're going to actually, during the next half hour, Brooks and I are going to talk about strategies for remaining, you know, within the realm of the physical culturist, but really enjoying this holiday. Because if you can't enjoy this holiday, what good is how hard you work?
You know, that's it. I mean, I love to eat, and I use training to be able to eat more food and enjoy food. I don't worry about anything I eat. If I want to sit down and have 2 pumpkin pies, although I'm gluten-free this year, I would do it. And I've done that in the past. I will literally sit down and eat a whole pie. I don't even worry about it. I'll
right.
just go do some aerobics or cardio, you know, later to compensate for it.
Happy Thanksgiving, Dr. Jeff.
Thank you so much. You too, Carl.
Talk to you, brother. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up on the other end with a special episode of Physical Culture Radio with Brooks Kubik as we talk about Thanksgiving the physical culture way. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym?
You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carb
B-G-U-I-D-E.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. You know, we have a new secret word contest. If you haven't heard about it, we're giving away three bags of NutriCafe organic gourmet medicinally mushroom infused coffee beans. Three bags to one lucky winner who guesses the secret word. You hear the secret word during the commercial breaks. You email them into onair at superhumanradio.com, and you're entered to win. And we will announce the winner next Friday during Casual Friday. So listen hard during the commercial breaks and see if you can win yourself some NutriCafe organic medicinal coffee. How's that sound?
You're listening to Physical Culture Radio, home of dinosaur training. Now, here's the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Kubik.
Hey, Brooks, how you doing?
Carl, I'm great. How are you?
Brooks, you're a big coffee drinker, aren't you?
Well, I don't know if I'd call myself a big coffee drinker, but I definitely drink coffee.
Yeah, maybe you should enter to win some NutriCafe. You have a perfect opportunity listening to the commercials when you're on hold.
Am I allowed to do that?
Of course. Why would I discriminate against you? You're my paisan, man. Come on. How you doing?
Doing good. In fact, doing absolutely great. I'll tell you what, it's a red-letter day.
And really, it's a red-letter day because you finally decided to take what was a quarterly newsletter and turn it into a monthly magazine. This is a huge step for you, isn't it?
Yes, and for everyone who was wondering, when is Carl going to ask Brooks what's new?
There you go.
Yeah, you just did it. Back in 1997, let me say that again. Back in 1997.
Almost 20 years ago.
Yeah, one year after I published the first edition of Dinosaur Training, I started a monthly newsletter called The Dinosaur Files. And, you know, that was back when the X-Files were a big deal. And, you know, so the name The Dinosaur Files had a lot of cachet back then. And we did a monthly newsletter for 5 years, which is a lot of work, I'll tell you. Man, oh, man. You know, it's ink on paper, and you make photocopies, and, you know, stuff them in envelopes and put postage on and address them. And, you know, it's quite an adventure. We did that for 5 years. Had to stop because it was just too time-consuming. Brought it back a couple years ago, and you know what the problem was?
What?
Dare I say it, I love the Postal Service, but when you have something that goes in an envelope, the Postal Service assumes, even if you send it by first-class mail, they assume that it's some kind of bulk mail.
Right.
Advertising, you know, that people just don't want. And so we had a situation where we were sending out, you know, hundreds of newsletters, and they weren't getting there in time, or when they got there, they were wrapped up in a bundle of junk mail.
Right.
With a rubber band around it, and people would just throw the junk mail away. And then they'd send me an email and say, hey, I didn't get my Dinosaur Files this month. And, you know, the answer is, you got it, you just didn't know it.
Right, right.
And we would do things like, you know, we sent everything by first-class mail, not any kind of cheap mail that, you know, advertisers typically
use. Right, bulk,
use.
Yeah, bulk mail, right.
Yeah, you know, we paid extra for first-class. We wrote, you know, first-class mail, monthly newsletter on the outside. You know, we put special logos on the envelopes. We did everything we could, and it was still just a huge problem. And the other problem was to get stuff overseas cost two arms and two legs.
Right.
I mean, you know, overseas postage is just crazy.
Which made it prohibitive for anybody to even probably sign up.
Yeah, and so it was like, you know, we're putting out this great publication, great training information, Iron Game history, fun stuff, original articles that I write, original articles that other people write. And this is from the trenches stuff. I mean, you know, this is stuff from real people out there training in the real world, sharing their journeys. You know, here's what worked for me, here's what didn't, here's what I did right, here's what I didn't, you know, here's what I did wrong. You know, really interesting stuff that you're just not going to see anywhere else, and I'll get back to that in a second.
Okay.
But, long story short, we tabled that, we switched to a quarterly publication, and that, you know, that worked well, but, you know, I still really think there's a special magic about a monthly publication.
Yes.
You know, you get it every month, you stay focused, you stay on track, it just, you know, it pumps you up, keeps you motivated. It's a good thing to do. So we had just a tremendous response to our first digital delivery product that we released a couple couple weeks ago. I think we announced the release on air. And people just love that. You know, digital delivery means you pay for the product, you get a link, the link has a PDF, you download the PDF, and you either save it on your computer or you print it out or both. Easy as pie, instantaneous, no postage, no shipping hassles, no lost in the mail.
Right.
No post office doesn't deliver it because they think it's junk mail. You know, none of that stuff. So this is absolutely great. And what we've done is we've switched over to digital delivery for the dinosaur files. We're starting it as a monthly. Just released the very first issue. It's the December 2015 issue, and I know we still have a few more days in November, but that's okay. And I'm going to put the link up on your Facebook page, my Facebook page, on the Dinosaur Training blog. Sign up for my daily emails at brookscubic.com. You'll get emails with the links. You know, it's just going to be awesome. And Carl, ask me about the articles from the readers in the first issue of the Dinosaur Files.
Brooks, tell me about the articles in the Dinosaur Files from the readers.
Okay, well, as I said, this is real-world stuff from real people. Number one, 63-year-old lifelong weight trainer and martial artist slips on the ice, breaks his ankle, tells us about his comeback, how he, you know, how he gets going after a really severe injury, real severe break, to the point where he's basically doing just under a double body weight squat for 10 reps.
Wow.
At age 63 after a severe break. And, you know, that's an example of things that happen to real people in the real world, but you don't read about it because everybody, you know, the magazines only run stuff about, quote, the champions, or they run stuff about celebrity fitness, or, you know, you have to be famous to get in the magazine, so the people who have an interesting story just don't get in.
Right.
Another article, older dino, guy our age, late 50s, hip replacement. Now he's working through the issue of how do you train, and I don't mean just, you know, light stuff, how do you train seriously after hip replacement surgery? Well, he's got an answer that works for him. So that's really interesting. And the third one, you know, this almost sounds like something right off of Superhuman Radio. Guy has a stroke. After the stroke, he cannot pick up a pencil with his bad side.
Okay.
His bad hand, cannot even pick up a pencil. Starts to think, maybe I need to work out. Starts to do some looking, discovers dinosaur training, discovers my website, gets some of my books and courses, gets some of my DVDs, says, hey, I like this old school physical culture, this looks like it might help, starts training. Guess what? He's a regular full-fledged weightlifter now.
Oh, wow.
And no one can tell he had a stroke, and guess what? He can pick that darn pencil up.
That's amazing. That's the kind of, see, that's where physical culture really makes some amazing progress. And average people who are using this to overcome illness, to overcome traumas. I mean, most of us train because we love to train. And it's like we don't realize what we are sidestepping until it's somebody like this comes along and says, look at this. You know, look what I've been able to do now because I adopted physical culture.
Exactly, exactly.
I want to take a break, did you tell how people can get it?
They can go to the Dinosaur Training blog. There's a link under today's blog post, and I'm going to put the link on our Facebook page that talks about the show.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the physical culturist's approach to Thanksgiving. How to leverage this holiday to build greater muscle and strength. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For the best tested real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The secret word is pumpkin. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the NGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth. It dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
This is for those of you who are fans of Transformers. It gets better. Look. Hey. Welcome back. Those of you who are big fans of Shia LaBeouf and Transformers, that's for you. So this is Physical Culture Radio, and we are going to talk about how to leverage this holiday, which gives us license to eat like animals. But what can we do to ensure that more of it becomes muscle and strength and not flab and fat? What do you think, Brooks? I already know the answer to this because you live it. Trudy says, go out in the garage and work for your food. And you go out there and you train. I'm not joking about this. There was actually a guy who it was this, there was a story on NPR about 5 years ago about a guy who wanted to get back into the military, and he was up in age. He had been like a lifer, and then he retired, and he wanted to get back in. And he had a lot of weight to lose. And he said what he did was, for every meal, before the meal, he walked for 10 minutes. He ate, and then he walked for 10 minutes after the meal, and he lost an amazing amount of body fat in a pretty decent amount of time. And I thought, this guy doesn't realize it, but what he did was he influenced partitioning. You do it every night when Trudy sends you to the garage to go lift before your meal, right?
Yeah, and the answer to your question, what do you do to maximize the holiday and the potential benefit of those big meals is you train. You train before eating, and you earn those meals.
Right.
Yeah.
Walking after a meal has been shown to modulate blood sugar spikes better than metformin. Actually, the study was standing after a meal had a more profound effect on lowering blood sugar in type 2 diabetics than metformin. Think about that. When you think about your meal, get the family to go for a walk after the meal. I mean, these are strategies that work. You know, and you don't have to go, you know, the gym is going to be closed Thanksgiving Day. And I'm not going to the gym Thanksgiving Day because I got a lot of work to do in food preparation. But that doesn't mean you can't do, 50 push-ups, 50 bodyweight squats, 50 of this, 50 of that, and then eat. And then take a walk after that. I mean, we're talking about investing 5 to 10 minutes on the front end and 10 minutes on the back end to turn that food into muscle and strength, right, Brooks?
Yeah, that's an interesting way of doing it or thinking about it. You know, 5 or 10 minutes up front, 5 or 10 minutes at the end, not too bad.
It seems pretty simple.
Yeah, well, it seems pretty simple, and it's just it gets to the point of how in the world can you say, no, I'm not going to do that? You know, for 10 minutes a day, or, you know, for 10 minutes before your meal and 10 minutes after, you can have something good happen as opposed to having a lot of bad stuff happen after your meal.
So let's talk about the real-world obstacles to that. So you're sitting there. You're a dinosaur, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're a physical culturist, but everybody else in your family is not. Your significant other knows you are. You're already getting pressure to, like, chill. Oh, come on. It's Thanksgiving. Cut loose. Chill. You know, the family's telling you, like, you know, oh, don't be so uptight. And so you say, you excuse yourself before the meal. You disappear. Look, people go out and smoke cigarettes. Nobody says, hey, where are you going? You say, excuse me. You get up, you disappear, and you go do push-ups, bodyweight squats, some other things, you know, whatever it is that you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come and you eat. And then after you're done eating, you say to the family, who wants to go for a walk? And you get up and you go for a walk. I mean, don't let the family shut your opportunity down to leverage this fantastic protein you're going to be consuming. And hopefully these good carbs like yams and potatoes, and stay away from too much of the stuffing. Don't let the family derail you from taking this opportunity to turn this into muscle. And who else is going to stop you, right, Brooks, but your family?
Well, your family is going to be the primary issue. And you need to work with that. Quick story. We had the granddaughters over yesterday. Granddaughter number one finds a set of push-up handles, Trudy's push-up handles, that happened to be upstairs because I had taken them down to the park and I'd been doing some push-ups and pull-ups and stuff like that down in the park. just for fun yesterday because it was such a great day. So the push-up handles were there. She thought they were dumbbells. She said, hey, look at me. And she starts doing dumbbell exercises. Where did she see someone doing dumbbell exercises? Okay. A little bit later in the day, one of the other granddaughters is doing this little building thing. It's sort of like advanced Lincoln Logs, and she's putting stuff together, and, you know, this goes here and that goes there, and put on the wheels. And next thing I know, she has the thing, and she's lifting it up and down like a barbell.
Huh.
She, and she's going, and she's looking at me like, do you know what I'm doing? And I'm like, yeah, I know what you're doing. You're lifting weights. She's like, right, just like you.
Really?
Yeah. You know, so the kids pick up on this stuff. So one thing that you can do is you can try to get the kids involved. You know that walk? Don't you want the kids doing that?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something. The adults will relish the opportunity to have the kids out of the house for a while.
Oh, my God. You'll be the hero.
You'll be the hero, yeah. And, you know, so here's the tip. If you want to avoid cooking, prep, cleanup, stuff like that, which some people don't mind doing, some people like doing, some people are fine with, but some people don't want to do, the way to do it is to get outside with the kids, right?
That's one good way. Okay, that's a good way.
Okay, you know, so that's a good way to do it. You know, the other way, think back to the movie The Big Chill. Do you remember what everybody did on Thanksgiving afternoon?
I don't remember that one. I don't remember
that
movie.
They went out and played football.
Oh, yeah, that's a popular sport, right? To go out and play touch football.
Touch football, exactly. And, you know, if you're not going to play touch football, just go out and do or play anything. You know, and again, if you have the kids involved, it's great. Plan the big meal of the day, whether it's lunch or dinner. Plan it so that you can go out before and you can go out after.
Yes.
You know, obviously, you know, if dinner is at 7 o'clock at night and it's a big, long, multi-course dinner and you finish at 9 o'clock at night and it's dark, that puts a limit on what you can do. But if you move that dinner up and you have it earlier in the day, then you have an opportunity to get outside and enjoy some, you know, enjoy the outdoors before it gets too dark and too cold. So, you know, you have to try to work around these things.
You know, this is so simple. Even if you can't go out and walk and take the kids to walk because it's raining out, you definitely can do body weight squats and push-ups before each and every time you eat. You know, just disappear. Don't bring attention to yourself. Don't go, hey, Aunt Joan, I'm going to go out in your garage and do a workout before we eat. Just get up and, like, you're going, you don't announce you're going to the bathroom. Just get up, go find yourself someplace to knock it out for 10 minutes and then come in and eat. And just do that every time you plan on eating so that metabolic partitioning takes place and you have a better chance of that food feeding muscle.
And if you want to take it another step, you know, there's the old inch on your arms in one day idea.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? I think you covered that with Rob once.
Yep.
And that goes back to Perry Rader, the founder of Iron Man magazine. It's a one-day blitz program where you do one set of curls, one set of push-ups, or some similar exercise to get some blood into the triceps every hour all day long. Okay?
Oh, well, I like this.
Okay, so think about what you need. You need one, you know, either a barbell and enough weight to do some curls, and they don't have to be super heavy. This is more like a pumping type thing.
Yeah, or a couple unopened jugs of water. Eight and a half pounds in each hand.
Because you can do it. You can do it with a barbell, cables, two dumbbells, one dumbbell. I mean, you know, how much weight do you need on one dumbbell if you're doing 10 or 12 reps?
Yeah.
You know, 40 pounds,
right,
if you're doing strict form. 40 pounds, strict, one dumbbell, 12 reps. You know, that's fine for anybody. Okay. So you do this before breakfast, after breakfast, during the day, you're in the kitchen, you're helping cook, you're helping prep, you're grabbing some kind of something to snack on, and hopefully it's something good, protein snack, grab that, do your curls, do your push-ups, hour later, more curls, more push-ups, hour later, more curls, more push-ups, all through the day. And at the end of the day, you end up doing 10 or 12 sets of curls, 10 or 12 sets of push-ups. And Perry Rader put close to 1 inch on his arms in one day doing that routine.
This is so flippin' cool. Turn Thanksgiving into the add 1 inch to your upper arms day.
Why not?
I love it. I love it. Oh, you know what? Or if your chest needs work, turn it into the add 1 inch to your chest. Just do 20 push-ups before and after each meal and make sure that you do this 10 to 15 times throughout the day.
Yeah, or if you want to do this, try the Blitz program on your stomach. See what happens. I don't know if you can take 1 inch off your waist, but you know what? See what happens.
The only problem I have with the stomach idea is you're loading your stomach up with food, and then you're going to start to try to do crunches or inchworms or anything. I just think a body, you know what? Focus on a body part that you want to add some muscle to. Find
Focus
a way to activate it before and after a meal, and try to have, you know, 6 or 7 meals during the day, and make sure that they all have adequate amounts of protein. If you're having the stuffing, just make sure you have enough turkey with it. That's all. I love this idea. Turn Thanksgiving into how to prioritize and bring up that weak body part of yours. Hey, Brooks, let's take a break. I want to stay with this for a second. Okay,
sure.
I also want to talk about some supplements. I know that you're not a big fan of supplements, but for those out there who are worried that they can't even do this, there are some supplements out there that might help. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com. Or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system.
No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, livonlabs.com.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to hotlogicmini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Forget the 20% off. You can get a free HotLogic Mini right now if you go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad and use the coupon code SHR. For those of you who have been following me on Facebook, yesterday I had two amazing hot meals thanks to my HotLogic Mini. There is nothing like it. This is one of the greatest inventions in the world, and you can get one for free. If you're hemming and hawing and think, get one for free. Try it out and be convinced for yourself. Lunch will never be the same. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the HotLogic Mini banner ad, use the coupon code SHR, and get a free HotLogic Mini now. Now. We're giving away as gifts for Christmas. That's how amazing they are. Okay. Brooks, this is brilliant. We could start a new tradition amongst physical culturists around the world. Make Thanksgiving the bring up a weak body part. Pick the body part that you want to grow. Plan on executing some movement that focuses on that body part, either with body weight or weights if you're doing it at home and you've got access to your dumbbells and your barbells, and hit that body part before each meal and just eat 8 to 9 times that day. This is the whole premise behind the add 1 inch to your upper arms. You have to eat while you're training because you're spending so much time training throughout the day.
Well, I don't know if you want to eat 8 or 9 times a day.
Well, small meals, you know.
Yeah. You know, really small, but which is actually a much different approach than the, you know, sit there at the table for 3 hours on, you know, Thanksgiving evening or whenever, which is not a real good thing for anybody.
Right.
You know, if you're focused on protein and good, high-quality food, and you're just kind of nimbling all day long, that's exactly the program. The way it used to be, you know, the way Perry Rader wrote about it, you would try to have, you know, you'd have a hard-boiled egg, or you'd have a handful of protein tablets, or, you know, a protein shake or something. Well, if you're in a house and there's a lot of food, as long as you're nibbling on good stuff, you're basically doing what Perry Rader suggested to do for the program. So it's a real nice way to turn Thanksgiving into a very productive day without starving yourself.
I love it.
And without having to say, no, I'm just not going to, you know, partake in the festivities.
No. In fact, people are going to look at you and go, wow, you're really enjoying this day because you haven't stopped eating all day. But you'll know, but you'll know the secret. You'll know the truth. You'll be like, yeah, Aunt Margie, this is the best turkey in the world. I'm going to have some more. But just got to go out in the garage first. I'll be right back. It's like, you know, I mean, this is brilliant. Okay, for those of you who are worried about putting on body fat, I know you're not a big supplement guy, but there are a couple things you can do. Number one, have a little apple cider vinegar before each meal. Number two, have some cinnamon before each meal. Those two things alone will reduce the accumulation or the stimulation of body fat production on this day where we like to eat a lot of carbs. These are two simple remedies. So if you combine the cinnamon and apple cider vinegar and then go out and train for 10 minutes and then come in and have some more of Aunt Margie's sweet potato casserole and another, you know, half pound of turkey breast, you're going to rock it. You're going to end up coming away from Thanksgiving when everybody else goes, man, I can't believe how much weight I put on, you're going to go, wow, I cannot believe how much weight I put on, because it's going to be different kind of weight. It's going to be muscle weight. I love it. Let's start a tradition, Brooks. We need to blog about this.
I was going to say, it's a new tradition, right?
Yeah. Physical culturists around the world, let's leverage these holidays to make gains while everybody else is gaining fat. Let's bring up a weak body part with it. I love it, Brooks.
It's one of the simplest things in the world. I mean, I'm going to tell you a story about this. Back in the 1930s, guy named John Grimmick.
Who's he?
Well, back in the day, hardly anyone knew who he was. He goes to visit one of the leading experts on physical training, a guy named Mark Berry. Okay? Stays there for 2 weeks, does exactly what we're talking about eating-wise. He just basically kind of eats all through the day, including some big meals. And trains, including lots of squats, and he gains like 10 pounds. Right?
Yep.
And Barry is looking at him like, holy mackerel, how did that happen? That's incredible. And the answer is, he did exactly what we were just talking about. He basically combined lots of training throughout the day and lots of food throughout the day. High quality food, good stuff, 10 pounds of muscle. Barry couldn't believe it. Just absolutely could not believe it. And to this day, people go back and they talk about that 2 week period in Grimmick's life where he just packed on more weight than a herd of charging buffalo.
This is so cool. This is so cool. I can't get over it. But this is brilliant. We didn't plan this. This just happened in this discussion, but this is a great opportunity that Thanksgiving gives us, because it gives us the right to graze all day long. And all we need to do is add the discipline into doing something to target that muscle or group of muscles that you want to grow. And you don't have to kill yourself. We're talking about doing a single set of something and then going and eating. This is brilliant, Brooks.
I would love to hear next week from anyone who does this and find out what were their results.
Yeah, I want to hear from people. That's what I was going to say. I want to hear from people who actually do this, and I want to hear what gains you made. Brooks, fantastic discussion today. Came out of nowhere. Also, go ahead and plug the monthly dinosaur training files again.
Okay. Well, we are bringing back my monthly dinosaur files newsletter, which is actually not just a newsletter. I mean, it's basically magazine size. It's a big, big publication. We're delivering it via digital delivery. You get a link with the PDF, and you download the PDF. You can print it out if you want. The first issue, by the way, prints out at over 30 pages. You know, so this is a lot of publication, a lot of information. There's an article that I wrote especially for this. There's some smaller pieces that I wrote for this. It's all new material, brand new, great stuff. You're going to love it. And you can either go to Carl's Facebook page, my Facebook page, Brooks Kubik, the Dinosaur Training blog, which you find at my website, brookskubik.com. Sign up for my daily emails. Follow me on Twitter and Kindle. You'll get the links for the dinosaur files. Go ahead, order them. The cost, by the way, and, you know, it's not free. Obviously, you have to pay for it. The cost is about what you would pay for one of those great big Mocha, Java, Frappa, this, Kappa, whatever things with whipped cream and cinnamon and Tutti Frutti on top. So it's not real expensive, and it's got a ton of information.
Great show. Happy Thanksgiving, Brooks. Are you preparing a big meal? Are you having people over? Are you going out for Thanksgiving?
We are alone, and we are going to have some great food, and I've got the weights in the garage, and I've got the park out in front of the house, and I think I'm going to be training all day long.
I think I am, too. This is so cool. Okay. There you have it. What a great discussion. Also, thanks to Dr. Jeff Galini. Don't forget, if you have questions, you can get them to him by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking Ask the Scientist at the bottom of the page. Happy Thanksgiving, Brooks.
Same to you, Carl. Take care.
And happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there in the superhuman nation. And we will talk to you next week.